Alright, we're going to do this commentary thing.
For
Hide and Go Shriek from, what is it, 88?
88, yeah, I believe so.
So, we're on
the... Which, 88 looks really old now.
Yeah, I mean...
Which I guess it is, but...
It's 27 years ago now.
When this came out, I hadn't even graduated from high school yet.
I was still in the Army, making...
And Steve had graduated from high school.
Bad decision, so... But anyway, never... Dana said that she got rented it from the video store, but I never did. I seen it, I'm pretty sure, but...
Yeah, it was probably a staple in the video stores, at least in the 80s, anyway.
Well... If it came out in 88, it couldn't, maybe 89,
yeah.
But early 90s and stuff, but, so we're on the showing, we got it froze on the cityscape at the beginning.
Yeah, because this version of it that we have, I guess.
I mean, it's a VHS rip, but I mean, it's a good one, but it's not out on DVD or anything that I know of.
Maybe in another country, but not...
Yeah, like there's some Middle Eastern country where this is their...
They love this.
I love Hide, Go, Shriek. You like Hide, Go, Shriek? Yes!
And Steve would be like, heck no, I don't
want to. No, I don't want to... Is this like Hostel? I don't want to go here. But anyway, we're just going to start the movie. It's like 2 seconds in, so if you want to get the counter. So I want... Go 3, 2, 1, and play.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, press play. And it's an hour and 26 minutes of pure torture.
It's not pure torture. It's not that bad of a movie.
Alright.
In my opinion, it's not.
Yeah, but you like, your taste is very
yes,
questionable with the...
I like Tear on Tour and...
There's the there's the furniture store, Biff.
It's Biff Furniture. I didn't remember seeing that sign.
I blocked out most of this movie. I don't remember any of it.
Well, for the longest time, I was watching it on...
For the longest time.
Oh! I'm gonna sing something from the 80s.
Well, that's Billy Joel, Dana.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway...
Who we went to see in concert. That's very good. But anyway, what was I saying? I don't remember what I was saying. Oh, I would watch this on YouTube, and Steve told me what a shitty transfer that was.
Oh, people were, like, blurry. And this one, you can actually see it.
So Steve got it for me from an alternate source.
A torrent site, Dana.
I'll let you say it.
Look at this. And we're getting makeup tips from...
From a guy with beard stubble.
Woo! He got that fucking porcupine beard stubble.
Now he's putting mascara on.
Yeah, like Max Factor.
But, you know, some parts of the 80s, guys could get by with wearing makeup. I mean, they did it. The big hair bands, they wore makeup. Those guys wore makeup.
I wore a little makeup.
What kind of makeup did you wear?
Probably to cover up zits or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but that don't count. I'm talking about, like, makeup. Like, women-type makeup. Because we're going to see this guy's...
He don't even got a fucking mirror there, so at least I can tell.
He's going to go get him a hooker.
Hookers love men and...
Those guys were probably gay, but...
Hey, I want to go get... I want to go to OK Toys.
OK Toys?
Hey, Miley Cyrus!
Miley Cyrus in about 20 years.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus on meth.
There's a budget trope. And this goes right... I mean, this don't freaking waste any time. He's doing her up against a wall, and then... Oh, he decided he wanted to kill her.
Oh, I think he didn't want to pay.
I think it's because this guy's not into women.
Well, that's pretty impressive. This is who we got to blame.
Dimitri Villard and Robbie Wald.
Yeah. And go peek. Shriek. Does Joe have a t-shirt of this?
I don't know. You probably have to ask him.
Who else? George Thomas. I got all his CDs.
Donna Boucher, and I think she's the one that does the real sexy dance, stripper dance. She's probably the best looking of the women, the dark-headed girl.
Bunky Jones is pretty good.
Bunky Jones might be the... No, it's, I don't know if she's the blonde or the I don't know.
Bunky Jones.
And Scott Cabay is Zach.
Zach.
That's the guy that's putting all the makeup on. And earlier on, we saw the name Britton Fry, I guess is how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
He was in, Slumber Party Massacre 3. I think he was the guy that turned out to kill everybody, or was killing everybody.
Bucky Jones showed up on Hee Haw a few times.
Oh, I had forgotten about that. Skip Schulnick or Schulnick. Or no, seriously, there was a...
There's me. I am
Rimmed. That guy's not bad looking, but...
He's been
and
on...
That guy's not bad looking.
He has either. Veins. He got little arms, but big vascular. If you keep that up, you're going to burn up all your energy. You're going to fuck me later.
But the guy in the blue, his girlfriend is not attractive in the least. And we're going to see her here shortly.
He's doing like 20 pounds. I still do that. But I do that for... I'll be doing that
okay,
tomorrow.
What kind of car do they have?
It's a Volkswagen.
That's not a Volkswagen, is it? It looks like some kind of convertible.
That's a convertible. It is a convertible, but it's a Volkswagen.
I didn't know Volkswagen had convertibles.
Back then.
Okay, here's the girl with her hair up in the ponytail and the striped shirt.
God.
She looks cute here, but wait till she does.
That other girl in that. Look at her ass. Those overalls.
Yeah, well, that was an 80s thing.
And that's an cutoffs.
Yeah.
I had cutoffs like a mug. You could see my balls so damn short.
You don't
want to see me my cutoffs, Dana?
You can give me a private showing sometime.
Okay, I'll be your private dancer.
Okay. Okay, not the blonde, but the other one.
The bunky?
Do you think she's good looking?
Who, her?
No, not her.
I do.
That one. She's the one that's on the cover art for the VHS, and they make her look even worse. I don't know what they do to her, but she doesn't even look like a girl. And it doesn't have the best acting in the world.
Yeah, everybody wants to fuck all the time.
Yeah, and girls get together. Well, I guess they do talk about their sex lives or lack thereof.
She has dinosaur earrings. I'm pretty sure she's getting laid a lot.
She's going to get with that guy they call Sean.
The man called Sean. He almost stuck it all in.
Oh.
He just stuck the tip in.
There's Sean.
Right. Yeah, stud man.
Yeah. And here's Britton Fry.
And he's almost as faggy as Aaron Fry. Look how douchebaggy he looks. He's a douchebag. Yeah, I
gotta get serious. Is his hair kind of reddish like Aaron Fry? I absolutely refuse it. Can't tell.
Suspenders, man.
Do you never have suspenders?
I tried it one time and it did not look well.
I would have liked to see that.
So I was into that. And then the bolo, I tried a bolo.
Oh.
A bolo looked better than the suspenders. You want to see my cooter?
Randy would screw her no matter what she was wearing. Oh, I hate that hair.
All on one side is really aggravating. Is that like, is that Dino? Dino earrings?
No. I think it's just a generic dinosaur.
Damn, and she got, I like the underboobage.
Okay, this is what I'm wondering. The blonde is pretty slim, right? How is that other girl going to wear that properly without half her body parts hanging out?
You stick her extra boobs flap in the boobage.
Her ass is twice as big as the blonde girl.
Yeah, it's pretty big. At least the pants are big. You take over, make me your general manager. What do you know about furniture? What kind of hair? I mean, that's not a mullet, right?
That's a semi-mullet.
Because, I mean, it's obviously it's long in the back. But my hair is not as... I had longer hair. It wasn't as thick as that.
That
ever.
Guy's obviously using hairspray.
I use tons of hairspray. I think me and my buddy Jeff used half the hairspray in the town.
Y'all bought out all the hairspray and Camel.
We bought something called the dry look, and that's what we used. He used that more.
All the Taylor County.
Yeah, there's no dry look.
There was no hairspray left in Taylor County because you guys bought it all.
It's like. Nothing. That kid's weird looking. That's
Sean.
He fucking looks like he's 12.
Oh, he does look like Aaron Fry then.
I thought that the suspenders guy was.
You said he did, but I'm saying everybody says Aaron looks about 12 years old.
Whoa, hot damn!
What?
Brunette with a fluffy hair. Yeah.
Oh, she's
Julie Louise Dreyfus.
See, his hair is reddish. See, Brett Fry is Aaron Fry's long-lost brother. The brother we didn't know about.
Yeah, but the kid on the end, that looks like he's 13. And so is that little girl. That girl looks young, too.
Yeah.
Was always...
Okay. They're getting ready to do something here. I'm going to ask Steve if he ever did this.
Chinese fire drill?
Yeah. That has got to be one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
I mean, obviously, we've stopped and got out and switched places with your driving long distances. But
what is the purpose of doing that?
I don't know.
If
stupid.
You did that now, somebody would either run over your
I've
ass
seen people
or
do
be
it.
Honking
I mean,
horns.
And then, you know, stop in the road and do it.
Very
at a red light.
They got a minivan.
Yeah. It's not even a cool... In the 70s, it'd have been a fucking real van. A Chevy van. And that's all right with me.
It would have been the place to have sex. It would have been the 70s.
It had
shag carpet.
Fuck
curtains.
Yeah. And a mattress.
Or possibly early 80s, like the one on prom night.
Whoa.
That dude's got a lot of tattoos.
Has he got like a fucking paperclip in his ear?
He's weird.
See, I don't like wearing...
It looks like it's all of a sudden getting... Okay, it looks broad daylight out there, but then the scene before that, it looked like it was going to...
They think
the sun
shade.
Was getting ready to go down. Why on earth would you need a store that big for furniture?
Old days you did, but now nobody does. I mean, that's why they're out of business. They'd have like two levels. We had some in our little small town.
Wow. I think the old downtown part of Owensboro had places like that too.
Hey, yo.
There's a night. And this is another thing, and they talk about it. Why would you have mannequins in a furniture store?
I don't know. But here's one. What was I going to say? That kid wearing like a shirt on top of a shirt. I can't. I used to do that once in a while, but I couldn't deal with that. I just wear a damn t-shirt and be done. I'm not going to wear a shirt over a t-shirt like that.
I mean, that whole place looks like a house.
Our house in the middle of the street.
And that's that one guy's dad. Owns the furniture place. I like how he talks.
Look how old he looks. He's older. He looks like he's 50.
Come on, Mitch. It's been a long day. What, the kid's dad?
Yeah. And the kids are supposed to be like in high school, I'd assume.
No, I think they're in college.
That little 13-year-old kid don't look like he's in college.
Well, I don't know about them, but...
Is he a freaking prodigy or something?
I thought either they were in, like, first year of college or getting ready to go into college. He's a goofy kid. Yeah, he talks about his son. He's a goofy kid. Oh, well, they must be just getting ready to graduate from high school.
You really outdid yourself with that guy.
Oh, don't start
there. He's scary.
Check out that other guy's suit.
This one? He's the best one yet. I just think you're taking a hell of a chance hiring an ex-convict. You don't know anything about him.
Yes, I do. He served a long time behind bars for armed robbery. He served his time and was paroled early. For good behavior.
Oh, good behavior. That means he didn't try to shoot anybody while he was inside there, right?
I guess that guy's trying to do his civic duty by having the next con work for him.
He just woke up with this morning.
And who lets somebody live in their store?
Nobody's trying to break in since he's been here. That's an improvement, isn't it? That's because of the new...
And what is that over there? It looks like a pole that's leaning.
He needs a place to stay.
Yes, sweetheart.
Uh-oh, she's got a message on the phone.
It's not good either.
No, because... It may mess up our recording. He's got green onions, Steve. This guy's got his own little mini apartment in. I guess I'm going to keep talking while Steve's trying to rearrange whatever he needs to do.
Yeah.
Probably Steve's got too many podcasts on his phone. It's taking up too much storage space. And guy's got a electric skillet and everything down there. Check out them socks. Well, you can't see them real good now. That guy's old. That Randy guy's, he's obviously Randy. He's grabbing hold of her all the time. Oh, what is all that crap he's done there?
Toys, Dana, toys.
Well, it looks like somebody's going to be a dominatrix. Okay, let me ask you, Steve. Was there ever a time when you could have just dropped everything and had sex like these people?
Drop everything?
I mean, just spontaneously have sex.
Yes.
No. Like repeatedly?
Repeatedly, no.
Well, within the context of this movie, they repeatedly do this. It's way, way too dark. That's one thing about this movie. that could be improved upon if they ever do put it out on DVD is make these scenes, these dark scenes, lighter. It's those couple of people that look like they were 12 or 13. If they were really that young, then these people wouldn't want anything to do with them.
Yes, sweetie.
You really freaked me out. It was just a joke. I mean, I thought we were here to have fun.
That girl makes the stupidest expressions.
I love her big ass hair.
You really like that hair?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not growing my hair out like that. Look like the burning bush.
Yeah.
What's he drinking?
Booze, Dana.
Yeah, I know. But what kind? He's got that Morton salt.
Yeah.
With the little girl on it.
He doesn't care about his sodium intake.
Nope. He's been in prison. He's free now. He's going to have what he wants.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, these are the oat beer cans. Did he say tomorrow?
I think he did.
This is Canadian. It smells. Yeah, this has got to be Canadian.
I don't know. Did they say sorry?
It smells like bacon. It's got to be Canadian.
And they ain't even had any beer yet, and they're already acting stupid.
I thought they were doing something in here. They were just going to party? I thought they were going to move stuff or clean stuff. I don't know.
No, that must be a different movie.
I'll throw you off a bluff. There's a mannequin.
They,
See?
It'll make people buy furniture, I guess.
Look how goofy the hair is on there. Like,
the hair doesn't even look.
It looks like he's grabbing his nuts. He's got a hand in his pocket, and the other one's on top.
He's like pocket pool.
He's like moving it from both sides, in and out.
Oh.
Look at this. What the fuck? How creepy is that?
Well, she looks like she's masturbating in that position.
She looks like that chick from like that story in Black Sabbath. You know, the...
But she's got her eyes closed. I didn't know mannequins had their eyes closed.
It looks like the eyes are open to me.
Well, maybe they are
open. But you can't tell it's VHS quality.
If that one...
I wouldn't let that chick be by herself in the back.
If that one chick's shorts were any shorter, then you'd see her ass.
I want to say, tell her to put her hands up so I can see her under boob again.
What, Bonnie with the bushy hair?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. She's probably got bush somewhere else, too.
That's all right.
She's so dumb, though, Steve. She's that ditzy.
I don't need smart all the time, Dana.
Well,
hey!
Is the illusion of being smart?
I got to saw some.
Well, it's not that hard to see her tits, Steve. She's not wearing a bra, and she's got one of those big...
You got tits? You wear a bra?
Yeah, Scarface. Tony Montana.
Huh? Frank was better? Huh?
But I don't know why the pretty brunette is like... I guess for the scene later, it'll make her look more sexy if she's... She's got those awful khaki shorts on.
Yeah. Hey, if we mess anything up, you'd be sorry.
Sorry. And my dad will throw us all off of love.
I've got a bunch of Kraft dinners in the fridge later.
Would people actually want to play hide and go seek as old as they are?
Hide and go shriek.
Well, that's the name of the movie, but they're playing hide and go seek.
I don't know, Dana. They're fucking teenagers. We did all kinds of stupid stuff.
I played hide and go seek when I was not that age.
Well, I would go play and find a room and start banging.
Well, I think eventually these people end up doing that. They get bored of playing.
Oh.
Steve, you're going to get to see a lot more of her, and her figure is a lot better than what she's got on lead you to believe. Steve, that's so disgusting sounding. The people don't need sound effects from you.
The bed's moving.
Uh-oh.
Scream.
It's like they had a delayed reaction. Gosh, that guy's so annoying.
Is that guy inspired by Max Headroom or something?
What is on that outfit on that mannequin? Looks like a...
Everybody wants to screw on the stairs, dude.
Ooh, screw Bonnie on the stairs.
Bring back my Bonnie to me.
That's a very old song, and don't use that for that girl. That girl is so stupid.
Yeah.
She might as well have just tied a towel around her tits. And
tie a towel, right? Yeah. Tie a yellow towel around
my tits.
And actually,
the blonde's got bigger tits than
Dana.
Bonnie does. What in the... That one's got a fur coat on.
Yeah.
See? Not even their thing. And I hate that belt she's got. That shirt does not need that belt.
Dana, that's an accessory.
I know it's an accessory.
It's coming off.
She's going to take it all off. Her boobs are pretty big once she takes everything off. But
thanks, Dana. I like him... Oh, shit.
Okay, you want a chick to take her top off like that?
Whoa.
And he's got... What's he got? Champagne?
He's got some...
bubbly?
Got some... Pinot, Dana.
That's not what I had last night. I had me some red wine last night.
She's skinny, and so that makes her boobs look a lot bigger.
Wait till she's, like, laying on her back. Then they'll look really big.
Thanks. I'll keep an eye out. Holy shit! Uh-oh.
Well, he's making a mess. Look at that. He told him not to spill beer, and he's...
Luckily, there's no black lights back then to look for...
See?
Yeah. Look for all the jism stains all over these sheets.
Oh... His dad's going to come back and say, who's been drinking and screwing in the beds in my furniture store?
Wow, the sheet's crunchy.
Oh. And soon they're going to have a whole discussion about he's finished before she is.
Well, that's how it usually works.
I know, but she gets real upset over it.
Well, she can get the freak out.
And she goes into this whole thing about how sometimes I'm not done so fast.
God, I hope you're careful in that elevator.
This might be it.
It's hard to get into it.
Oh.
Do you like that comforter, Dana?
I don't know. That's kind of cheesy. I like my comforter.
It's like a throw.
I like my comforter.
Throw away.
With the roses on it. Although we know it's not something that Steve would choose. Those are some creepy ass mannequins.
Well, any mannequins would be creepy unless it's in the dark. Ooh, nice shot of an anus.
We don't need to see that. Don't jump on people when they're having sex.
You got mad when I did that.
Huh?
When I jumped on somebody in another bed.
Well, we won't go into specifics about that, but when one of the females doesn't have any pants on, just has a shirt and panties on.
I didn't have pants on either.
I know you did. That's what made it worse. When two people that are not together are in various stages of undress and they're crawling.
I like the way you say that.
The man is undress. Crawling on the bed towards the woman that is dating his buddy.
I was trying to spice up our love life, Dana.
I don't think you need spicing up in that manner.
They're hating because they ain't us. Ain't us.
I'm going to make Steve play with my hair because it's relaxing.
I'm going to cut it off right here.
You don't want to cut it off that freaking short, do you?
Sure, why not? Oh, here comes Natalie from the Facts of Life getting some.
Natalie from the... Well,
see,
no
these
offense,
kids both look like they're too young.
No offense, but Natalie from Facts of Life was bigger than this chick.
I know. I think that dude needs to take a nap.
I think that dude needs to take a shower. Look how greasy he looks.
No, he's working that arm. That's my masturbation arm right there, boy.
I gotta work out.
You got a double-headed cobra thing.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
That's what people do when they stay all night in a furniture store. Just lay all over each other.
We gotta do it real good because John knows this place inside and out.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's all split up. So whenever they're in one place, we keep moving around,
making
noise, and stuff, and really give them a hard time. But we're not going alone.
Oh, come on. Don't take this too serious.
You guys, how much longer are we
going to
do this?
All night.
You've been running around all night.
Don't
fuck that shit. I don't sleep.
At that age, you would not be sleeping.
Man, her hair is awesome.
Her hair looks like she stuck her finger in a light socket.
Look at that.
I hate that hair. That is like the death of big hair.
Oh, I love it.
Happened with that. That's when everybody said, screw this shit. We're not having any more big hair.
Yeah. The big hair kept on going for into the 90s.
That's not just big hair. That's explosive hair. That's hair that's got things hiding in it to attack you.
Fear? Fear is not in my vocabulary. Squid.
I hate all this scary stuff. You guys come
Why do they call that guy Squid?
Squib.
Squib or Squid?
Squib, didn't he?
Take note, the sound's not that great either.
Look, take note.
It's not 5.1 surround sound.
No, Dana, it's one channel.
It's mono.
Well, I've got it going at all five channels, so.
Uh-oh, I see a strange shadow over there. Fred, or whatever his name is locking himself in.
Fred's a-riding.
Well, it's staying right here.
This is hilarious.
As far away as they can get.
Do you really think the beds in the furniture store on display would be that comfortable?
No. They just look like they're really hard to me for some reason. I don't know.
Heather and I got in trouble once for, like, laying on the mattresses on beds in the store.
Well, ooh.
Even though we were just trying them out.
Were you doing different positions or just laying there?
We were kids.
Oh,
Steve.
Sorry.
Steve always tries to make it something explicit, obscene.
I feel weird watching kids make out like this.
Steve, I don't think they're as young as this. Because, I mean, they wouldn't be able to do this.
Please, I don't want to see dinosaur tits.
No, I don't think... I don't know if you see her boobs. I think you see her in a bra.
A bra? And panties?
Yeah.
She looks weird. They look like...
Well, wait till he's just in his underwear.
Oh, I don't want to see him. Oh, that... What am I
supposed to do? He doesn't know what to do, Steve.
Well, he needs to look at a fucking book or something.
Hadn't he seen any pornos or anything like that?
Well, yeah, he could have rented one or found one.
Had a buddy get...
In 88. Know. Hell, I seen porn when I was in like 80, 81, so he could have definitely saw something.
Steve saw porn when he was just a wee lad, and that's what's wrong with him now.
Yeah.
Corrupted him.
I didn't know what they were doing was actually sex. I didn't know what that was.
Well... The time me and Heather found the dirty magazines of my dad's many, many moons ago, we didn't exactly know what these people were doing in the magazine either.
Oh, look at that.
She got way too much yellow on. But really, she's not that big.
No, her body's not.
I think it's that outfit.
Yeah, that overalls. She's not fat.
And she's got a modest bra on.
Yeah.
See,
oh,
that's
God. Why you gotta sit there like that?
With the bulge in his underwear.
Well, it's not like... It's just like a mass in his underwear. It's not like it's hard.
I know. He's not excited.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
We're not watching a porn, so...
Fuck.
What's going on here? Why is this person that's killing her, like, got their face buried in her bike? Because we're not supposed to see who it is?
Well...
Oh, no. It's Kool-Aid water.
That came out of nowhere. I wish we were really in love.
That's almost what it sounds like. That would be hilarious. I wish I really loved you.
Well, it's okay. I like you.
We can still have sex.
Look, I got cool shorts on. Yeah.
That's not how. That's not how you're supposed to think about sex. Steve with the sound effects again, as if you're not hearing it enough.
Thank you for being so patient.
Steve has to make porno sound effects.
Now bend over. We don't have that sex, but you can. I can use your mouth.
What's he gonna stick it in around?
Hell yeah. Anals, that's not sex. Oral and anal, Dana.
It is too.
Well, to some people it's not. It's different.
If a guy's getting a blowjob and he ejaculates.
I'm talking about the way kids think.
Well, kids are stupid.
That's right.
That's a bald-headed mannequin.
Well, he took the wig off.
Yeah. After he's finished with the blonde, he'll try to screw the mannequin.
He's going to do the mannequin in the butt.
Well, it looks like it's ready for him right there.
Yeah. What's that Kama Sutra position? The
butterflies?
I don't know what the fuck it was called.
It was a butterfly.
Miles to go, butterfly, before I sleep.
Steve would have to bring that up. At least he didn't bring up Jungle Julia. Okay, where are they going?
I still don't know. Are they playing hide and seek again, or what the fuck's going on?
I think half of them are, and half of them are just wanting to screw.
Well, he done screwed, so, I mean.
No, they do it again, Bonnie and Herman.
Let's do it again.
What is she in, a yoga position?
Oh. Yay.
He's like, yeah, he's putting his pants back on. Well, he's waited long enough for her to come out of there.
Like her little her socky things now.
That look like leg warmers.
Yeah. Man, her legs are tan.
I remember socks like that, though.
Hmm. Not bad. She's got bony legs.
Baby.
I thought that was a naked girl. Topless girl.
Oh, too bad.
Melissa? Where are you?
Melissa from Sweet 16?
Oh, God.
Melissa.
We should do a commentary over that somewhere. Can't he tell that's not Melissa?
I couldn't.
Really? I can tell that's not her.
Oh, now I can. Holy shit. Oh,
no. Way too much hair. And why are you wearing her negligee?
Why are there sharp things in here?
That's one of those Art Deco things.
Oh, yeah, I don't want those.
He looks like he's grinning, though.
If you're grinning, you're winning.
Really? He ain't
you might be
nothing.
Sinning.
No more bright ideas, okay?
Did they do it? Or he couldn't get it up?
He probably couldn't get it up. That's how guys like that do. They talk a big talk, but then they can't do anything.
He's wearing fucking sunglasses all the time. Shit.
Well, like that song, I wear my sunglasses at night, that song.
Getting it on, David.
See?
Her hair looks different.
Her hair's deflated now.
That's what happens. He fucked the perm out every day.
No, she said he was done in 10 seconds. Yeah.
Tell me, I'm not a mind reader, you know. Next time.
See, and he's already, nah, that's not believable.
Next time will be the right time.
Guys have to get prepared again to get ready to have sex again.
Yeah, Dana, no, she read about it on the internet.
No. Maybe I know from experience.
Oh, you're, oh my.
Oh, fuck, huh? Just like a little rabbit.
There's something wrong when people want to hang around other naked people all the time.
Baby.
That Mountain Dew Steve had making him burp. What kind did you get?
Voltage.
Steve doesn't like regular Mountain Dew.
No, I like the offshoots. Are they drinking like Schlitz or...
I have no idea.
Hey, you guys, where are you all the food?
Probably up in the third floor. You can't hear a thing up there.
Well, they hiding the boot. They eating Kraft Dinner?
No, they're eating chicken.
What the fuck?
I think chicken's what they
Yeah, they did have chicken.
Quick,
Like, what did you do? Go KFC?
And potato salad and all that jazz.
Chicken and beer go together like fucking.
Ugh. That makes me want to puke.
You get some KFC and some Budweiser.
And I love how they keep talking about this guy's haircut.
I know. It's like, hey, he wants Max Headroom. He got the haircut.
I don't even know what Max Headroom was about at this point.
Oh.
I remember it.
Oh,
I think
so
the guy that played Max Headroom was the guy that played Trash Can
Man. Yes,
they
know
Matt
Fuhrer.
Yes, you do.
Well, oh, duh.
This is bedtime. This is dinner time. I can't believe they didn't come down here to eat. Now I'm getting a little worried about it.
Maybe Melissa's a real animal. She's got him tied down somewhere.
You're going to be sorry. Look at that.
And what is on her legs?
That's how you do it, Diamond. Legs in the air.
Yeah, but no, it looks like there's grease stains all over the... Ew, that's nasty. Who would want to screw that? That's dirty.
My hand's up in the air. Feel like falling in love. I keep it up this long.
Well, what's his face? Bonnie's man doesn't. He's done in 10 seconds.
I
want to
be like Bonnie's man.
Look at him. He's trying to look studly with that half-open shirt. And he ain't even got any.
She reminds me of Betsy Russell.
No, Betsy Russell's a lot better looking.
Yeah, but I'm just saying from, you know.
Betsy Russell had better boobs.
Exactly, Dana.
God damn it!
He's mad because they grouped all the mannequins together.
It's the Golden Girls display. Oh, shit.
His dad might like that setup better.
Blanche is alive. Maybe you could see better without those glasses on, dude.
Wonder what these people are doing today.
Probably screwing around the fucking furniture store.
They made a career out of it after this movie.
They're probably selling furniture.
He's just running away. Hey, you guys, Judy just saw Sean.
What'd you do? He got the only one that I remember seeing in anything else.
That lead guy I've seen in other stuff, but I can't remember what.
We could look it up later.
It's not worth it. Ready? Oh, God. We're going to see him. Fuck. Here we go.
That's right. Why they look. So it's like.
Here we go. See, it's Betsy Russell. Cousin.
Long lost cousin.
My Max Headroom. You guys are going to be sorry.
That means that hairy person's running around naked now. They took that off.
Because she's not that boorish.
Not even.
She's not a hoe. Hey, look, there's a Linda Blair mannequin.
She looks like Linda Blair.
Rick James like to screw that.
It looked like about the time she was with Rick James, she looked like that. When she was hanging out at his mansion.
They ate all the chicken, Dana. Like they still got some biscuits left.
Well, the hairy dude in the negligee came down there and ate it all.
He like Carrie. He's the only killer that likes KFC.
He's had to take a break. Killing people's very strenuous.
Yeah, he likes extra crispy.
His blood sugar got low. He had to eat some biscuits.
He's the only diabetic slasher.
That's what they just make that. A diabetic slasher.
When his blood pressure, or not when his blood sugar goes down,
he gets very angry and kills people.
He kills people with insulin.
He says, listen, I want juice.
What's that one insulin you got?
I've got Novolog and Lantus.
Novolog, I like that one better. He'll stick you with a Novolog.
The Novolog.
I dropped a couple Novologs in the bathroom the other day.
That's really what somebody should do. There has never been a diabetic killer.
Low sugar.
Leads to murder.
I like, don't you like when old people call diabetes sugar?
Sugar diabetes.
They just say sugar. He got the sugar.
I think that's what your mom says.
Yes, he does. I want to, you got to go to the doctor and see if you got the sugar.
Yeah, but my granny used to call it sugar diabetes.
Yeah.
I think what your mom means is you need to have your sugar checked. Look at it. Look, she's got granny paintings. Those were granny paintings, Steve.
You got like knockers. He's still got those glasses on. That's a douche.
Yeah. She took them off.
Ah! He's like Cyclops. He'll shoot eye beams up.
Uh-oh.
Man, they're fucking again?
Yes, they
it's like the third time.
Oh, he's doing obscene gestures.
He's drunk. Come on, Sean, no one's playing anymore. Where's Melissa?
That's my ass.
God, yes. Sean, I'm gonna kick your ass.
Stay there. Oh, great. You seen his ass.
That's the cameraman running with the camera. Nice POV shot.
Yeah, that's a reasonable dining table.
Yeah, I gotta make sure all this furniture looks okay or my dad's gonna kick my ass. My thing is, it couldn't be so dark that they couldn't tell that this is not their friends. Oh, she got modest all of a sudden. She's holding it up over her boobs.
Yeah, it sucks.
Boy, he got sweaty all of a sudden. How'd he do that? Run through a sprinkler system? He wasn't sweaty when he was having all that sex.
Probably stinks. He's eating chicken all damn night. Oh, beer.
I bet his breath's so really ill.
He's sweating out beer and chicken.
And why are there naked mannequins, naked ball-headed mannequins, because the killer took the stuff away? Uh-oh. He didn't like that.
This is a weird slasher because it's not one of the kids. You can't say it's one of the kids.
Well, and I think maybe Fred's a red herring, but it's obvious it's not Fred.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's intended to, but maybe if the fucker...
They didn't do a very good job.
...wore gloves or something.
And you're seeing his flashes of his face, so you know
so it's like, Fred. But when you're... movies you like that old Fatal, was it Final Exam?
Well,
where you can see the guy's face and it's not just a guy.
Yeah, but the thing about Final Exam, if I could interject here in the middle of the podcast.
Oh, look, you miss big words.
The Final Exam movie, it's scarier sometimes.
Yeah, that's
when
what
somebody
says.
just decides one day they're going to go on a college campus and kill some people for no reason. There's that awful face she makes.
That's what everybody says about that movie. Maybe you're the only one that's ever said that, keeps saying that, and I hear it all the time, but...
No, whatever. I think other people have said it that are fans of it. If you're not a fan of it, then you're not going to find anything to like about it.
Yes, sweetheart.
Well, she might do her stripper dance in a little bit.
I need something to keep me awake.
You hate all that damn Mountain Dew. Yeah.
This movie is Night Hall. But she's changing.
It's NyQuil.
Yeah, that too.
So I'm going to do this.
So I'm going to dress up like a whore.
No, she didn't look like a whore. She just... This is something I wish I could do without looking like a complete fool doing it.
I can do it for you.
Although I would like to have, you know, better clothes to start with to take off. She's got some nice legs, don't she? And she looks better with her hair down. Who knows? She may have done this before. Because she was obviously, considering the underclothing she's got, she was planning on something with this guy.
Yeah. I don't want to see a crotch shot from him because he's probably got a boner and a half.
She didn't see that in a porno movie. They wouldn't have that. That was a little more stylish than a porno film.
All
right. Oh, yeah, already asleep.
That's me in 5 minutes from now. I'm going to bed.
You can't go to bed until the movie's over.
I'm going to let you just do the rest of it. I don't want to go.
No, you're not. You're getting to see more boobies.
I'm going to take a nap and you just wake me up near the end. Yeah, I saw Scar.
I think she's had...
Yes.
She looks like she had an implant.
Yeah, I saw the scar just there. I hate that.
Well, she probably got the implants that started leaking.
Thank God they figured out a way to go through your armpit now so you don't see the scars.
Well, did they figure out a way to make them safer so they don't leak?
Well, they went... No, you either get the fake saline or you get the ones with, you can get the ones with, like...
My dad used to call them jelly bags.
I don't know.
I don't know, whatever some of them had in it was, like, leaking
silicone
out in their body and making them sick.
They put, like, corn oil or some shit in them.
He's got Randy's clothes on, but he ain't Randy.
Where'd my bolo? Oh, it's around my neck.
Where'd my boner go?
Someone took my boner, dude.
Now she decides to come.
What a dumb bitch.
She is a dumb bitch.
I don't know. I saw his ass.
He's got to wear some really bad clothes. Okay. Here it comes. Look, he's got those checkered golf pants. Yeah.
Hey, buddy. What are you doing? Where's John?
I don't know. You went looking for Sean and he didn't come back.
God damn, those guys are scaring the shit out of him.
There had to be someone else in here.
Who? I don't know. He has a snake tattoo.
What the hell is doing in here? Just looking around.
How long has John been gone?
Just looking around. Let's...
Ow. Keep it together.
Hey, anybody?
It's really dark now.
I'm getting tired of hearing y'all too. You can't see nothing now. It's black.
No, it's... Well, I see. I guess those are steps.
Look like his pants down. He's running up the stairs with his pants down. That's what it looks
he
like.
Probably did. He wants to screw Bonnie now.
Who don't?
We're just yelling at each other till our voice goes.
As Master P wants to say, oh,
that is the dumbest commercial. Those pants do not fit him right either.
I thought they were like sleep pants, but no, they're not.
No, I told you, they're those corny looking checkered golf pants that old guys wear.
I hadn't seen those in years. People have them now, like, because they've had them since the 70s.
Well, I think you saw them on the Caddyshack.
Oh, yeah. My hair's mess!
My hair's flat.
He took off after
Shiny didn't come back. Kim was screaming like
she was scared to death. He wouldn't do this to me. He doesn't do this kind of a thing. John, if you're with him, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
I swear to God, this isn't funny. I'm serious.
You know John wouldn't do this? Someone's gone way too far here. I mean, Bonnie says she saw something.
That guy looks so bad now with that thing hanging around his neck and those pants.
Hey, okay, I believe you. Just cool out.
Cool so out, man. Mellow out, man. We'll get some pot. Everything will be okay.
Chill out.
Nice pants.
Shh.
Are they like Elmer Fudd? Or are they hunting rabbits?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, she naked?
She's naked and she's... mouth is duct taped. The director of this movie must have... Skip Schoolnick must have had a thing for yellow. There's a lot of yellow in this movie.
Well, it's not like a lot of light either, so...
Screw it, let's go.
Let's go, alright? Let's get the hell out of here. Man, this was a bad idea. This is a horrible movie.
These look like mannequins that somebody drug out of the dumpster from another store.
What's this about?
His dad got those mannequins from the discount mannequin store.
I thought he got them from Joe Spinell.
He did. He got them off the Maniac set.
Joe Spinell or whatever that other fucking kid is from the remake.
Oh,
Elijah Wood.
Yeah.
Elijah Wood mannequins.
Did they have the mannequins in the remake, too?
He ran a mannequin store or something. Or, like, the store had mannequins
in it. See, there you go again. They have to explain why there were mannequins.
I'm totally nuts.
Unless they planned it. I'm telling you, Kim. Joe Spinell just drug his out of a dumpster, I guess, and brought him home in plastic bags.
He screwed him a bit. I just screwed him.
He talked to him. He probably did.
He'd drill a hole in them and stick like a fleshlight in their vagina area and pound it. Right, Dana? That's where I'd have ended up in another couple of years.
I would hope not.
Buy me a love doll for $3,000.
Gosh. I hope he wouldn't sink that low.
No.
I bet there are guys that do that, though.
There's a good documentary online about that shit. It's funny.
That's creepy.
Guy's got three or four of them.
Is he one of those rich people? That
no, they're not rich. They takes him out driving.
He takes his love doll out for a drive?
Yeah.
I think those people need to seriously get some help. I was alone for a lot of years, but I wasn't going to get any love dolls.
I don't think they have men love dolls with big penises.
There you go again. Who said anybody had to have a big penis?
She getting cold?
Probably.
I hope her boobs don't burst.
Eat, eat. What kind of shorts are those? He's gonna go surfing.
They're not jams, right?
I remember those.
No, they're not jams. That's a hot chick. With hairy arms.
No shit.
Who the hell are you? What are you doing, you slimy asshole?
It looks like in between times that one chick styled her hair. The one that finally got naked and had sex with her boyfriend.
John, if you're doing this, I'm warning you. Fine. Come on.
Well, are they going lesbian now?
That'd be awesome. I'll play Scissor Dana.
Oh, that's nasty. She's still up there on the top of the elevator.
Top of the elevator, Ma.
Yeah. She's going to take that duct tape off and scream that.
Fun and games.
This is kind of crazy. It's a damn guy.
Now, it's time to clean up the house. Make it right again.
Of course it was a guy.
I know, I'm just being smart ass. I knew it was a guy.
A housewife's work is never done.
But he thinks he's a housewife.
You can't turn a hoe into a housewife, Dana.
See, look at that.
That's some fucked up. She needs a neck job.
That's bargain basement mannequin. Well, they ought have known they couldn't get out of there. The place was locked up for the night.
They got all kinds of furniture to break windows.
Yeah, but I don't know if they've got that glass that doesn't break or.
Well, Dana. Oh, here we
go. Yeah, because he tries to. See?
Oh. He's.
Yeah, there's a homeless person over there. Like, they're really going to pay attention.
It's soundproof, too.
That homeless person's only going to care about getting them some food. He waves at him. It's funny. He's like, hey, you guys, I wish I could be in there with you. It looks nice and warm in there. Yeah, the cops are going to get this homeless guy. All he's done is getting in the trash can.
Look, they're dancing over there.
Yeah. Somebody coughed, it sounded like.
I think we ought to stay right here. Somebody's got to see us.
There may be no one else for hours. I mean, this place is dead at night.
We've got to do something. I think we better be ready to fight. Fight? Who?
Whoever the hell it is.
Yeah, we don't know who it is.
We need to find a place where we can make a stand, right?
Yeah, here they go talking about, like, this is some epic movie and they gotta make a stand.
How about they just stay there? In the light.
And wait for those cops.
This is the most lit place in the whole building.
No, they're stupid. I can't believe they left alive some of the most annoying people.
Joe,
That's funny. He's carrying that alarm around. I don't know about mannequins back then, but mannequins in the last few years aren't that durable.
Yeah, you can only fuck them once or twice and they just fall apart.
No, I'm saying you couldn't beat somebody to death with an arm.
Well, they don't make them like they used to, Dana.
I'm not sure how they made them in 88.
They made them with real plastic, Dana, not of this cheap-ass substitute plastic.
There must have been a damn beauty salon in this furniture store.
It must cost a fucking fortune to heat the damn place. It's so big, Dana.
Maybe on the second floor they had the beauty salon where these chicks
did. Yeah. Luca lives on the second floor.
Uh-oh.
The rats ate through the wiring, Dana.
She just gets worse and worse. Here she goes. She's going to have her meltdown. Oh, there's Sean and Melissa.
Hey!
I'm just going to lay here and... Oh, no, we didn't need to see that.
Make you...
More of the flaccid bulge in Sean's underwear.
Ah, kiss it.
Sean suddenly got taller when he's dead.
You do that, you get taller.
Do you?
He pooped his panties probably too.
A good thing they didn't turn him over when we saw his butt. What's up, John? Golly, look at her now.
Take a look at me now.
Look, she's like she's on drugs.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Hey, kids. Well, that's Fred.
Fred's riding Fred. He got bitch slapped by a fucking mannequin arm.
There ain't nobody freaking out there. What with the windows? You can use MasterCard at that store.
You got to use MasterCard.
That's fine furniture.
That's some fine ass furniture, dude.
That guy's.
Hello, boys. I want to report a break-in.
Well, it's about freaking time.
345 3rd Street.
It's messing up my business.
Wait a second.
I'm trying to sell me some porno magazine over here.
Yeah, and he can't find us here? At least it's dark.
Yeah, it's dark. Pitch dark.
Yeah. If he wants us, we're going to fight. We've got to fight and turn him.
Are we all in on this?
Yeah. Well, does he got like a torso? Oh, it's a leg.
Yeah. What the hell's going on in here? Fred's back. Gosh, they all rushed him like it was a football game. We're gonna beat the shit out of you, Fred. And Bonnie's just standing back there. Did she get a cut on her head?
I think that's just a line in her forehead.
Or hair, for one of those
things. Some crazy asshole.
Make it tighter.
Ties balls up.
Go hog time. They did hog tame pretty much.
Slime bag.
Easy, Max.
Something about that is funny. It just looks like he's asleep. I got tired, so I fell asleep here.
His girlfriend's not even fucking that tore up.
No, I know. She's just kind of looking at him.
We gotta go look. Come on.
I think she's just lost it now.
Come on, hurry up!
Meanwhile, on top of the elevator... Your girlfriend, Randy.
What is it?
Oh,
you
shit.
I don't want to do that. That's honestly fake. We're all gonna puke here.
She's like, he's holding a farter. Oh, he's trying to fart.
That does look like a cut on her head, though.
I get it. That is gonna kick her head off.
Oh, no. That's great. Is that the Linda Blair mannequin again?
Yeah. That's by the Chris George mannequin.
Yeah.
He's going to hit throw an elbow at him.
He's going to elbow him in the ribs.
Yeah.
This way, David.
She's like all of a sudden taking charge of everybody.
Well, once she got her hymen broke, it kind of loosened her up.
Did it make her all-powerful, all-knowing, all-powerful woman when you get your cherry pop?
I guess, Dana. Wow, you're very vulgar.
Oh, we got to be technical. We got to use the word hymen. Oh.
Hymen. My name is Paul Hymen. My client, Brock Lesnar.
We gotta keep it together.
It'd be funny if he accidentally called himself
that. I don't think he would do that.
Yeah. Maybe he'd been drinking a little too much and called himself Paul Hymen.
Yes, Dana. There. Oh, no.
Oh, no. This
it came to this.
Oh, that looks
good. See, his lip
what
is
that?
Took his tongue out. Take your shirt off, douchebag.
Yeah, you don't need it.
It's not going to hurt. It's just a fucking slash.
He's coming back.
No.
Oh, that's Fred again.
Fred's riding Fred.
How did Fred get untied?
He's been in that position before.
I guess.
What are you doing? We have to clean our home. Make it nice again.
I told you it was over, and now you killed people.
They were coming between us. Quick. Let's just take care of them.
And then I'll let you lay me around with this studded dog collar.
Why don't you want me anymore? We're not in
So they were fuck buddies in prison.
I did it for you, and I did it for us.
Us.
You said that nothing was ever going to come between us. No one.
It was different then. We needed each other.
It's not different.
He was gay for the stay, Dana.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter anymore. You're going back inside forever anyway.
I'm never going back there. I'm never going back there.
I'm thinking that Zach didn't need to be in prison. He needed to be in a mental health facility.
I think Zach was a bottom.
He was on the bottom?
He was a bottom. I think carrying that thing looks like he's covering his boobs.
Uh-oh. Poor Fred. That knife did look awful wobbly, though. Uh-oh. Zach's blowing him a kiss now. Uh-oh. That's the second time somebody bullied in the blood from her head. Gives new meaning to giving somebody head, doesn't it?
If you say so, Dana. Ha ha.
I gotta get a few in there every once in a while.
What are you doing?
Boop! It's very... I can't recall any of the other 80 slashers having this kind of... I have a homosexual killer... In like that kind of garb and makeup.
So it's unique in that respect, right? And good old Fred, even though he took a knife in the throat, he's still talking.
Obviously in the jugular.
And what is, aren't they trying to work on this guy anymore? They're like just taking their time. They don't care about him.
After we got out, we saw each other. And when I tried to break it off, I kept coming around. He couldn't help himself, really. I tried to stop him. I tried to be straight.
He tried to be straight. Great death.
And there's a lot of people left alive at the end of this.
Yeah, there wasn't like a final group.
There wasn't a lot of body count, really.
Which is probably a problem that some people have with this movie.
All right, I'll take care of this one. You go back up and help.
Okay, now pay special attention to a couple of scenes here. Because you know how there's a twist usually at the end of these movies. Okay.
A chubby checker twist.
We saw the snake tattoo on the dead person, correct?
No comment.
You're supposed to have an aha moment here in a little bit.
Like the group aha?
No.
Take on me.
What other songs did they do?
They did the Living Daylights for the James Bond movie.
Oh. That's I just it. Remember that Take on Me where the
yes.
the girl, was she in love with a cartoon? Well, they kept changing into drawings.
Yes. Yeah, look at the old man getting a hold of that young chick. He's...
My son's gone.
Yeah, now I'll take his place.
I'll take care of you. Hell, my wife won't care.
I'll take your place. You know, my penis was just like his a long time ago. He came from my penis. So,
No, I have to be honest with you. My wife screwed around with somebody else, so he has a different dad.
Yeah, so it's not weird at all.
See? No barefoot with the...
Wow, that's pretty... Tattoo.
Now this, I have to admit, this shot here is a creepy damn shot. Wait. Wait for it. I think it's creepy. That damn guy looks creepy.
Zach will return in Hide and Go Shriek Part 2.
The prison years. It'll be about him and Fred.
It's like he goes to San Francisco and...
Bonnie Williams was... That was Bunky Jones.
Yes! I love Bunky Jones, man. He's my favorite monkey. Well, anyway... That was, Hooker was... I don't even remember the Hooker.
That was
Yeah. But
and
anyway.
Joe White was the man at the newsstand.
The man at the newsstand. All right, well, that was totally horrible.
I thought it made for a good commentary, though.
Yeah.
Because we got to make fun of a lot of stuff.
I know. Well...
Oh, Eugene Shigley.
Yeah.
He did... He was the director of photography, and I think he did something on Evil Dead 2.
Dimitri was the best boy, and I want to be a swing. I think that's something
the
to do with
swing gang.
I think that's gayish stuff. I don't know what the hell. I never heard of a term for a movie person as a swing.
I think I've seen that in older movies.
All right.
See, I wonder if that Dimitri Villard is you know that guy Tom Villard that was on Popcorn.
Yeah.
I wonder if Villard. That's one of his.
Screaming Mad George.
Screaming Mad George. Remember that guy?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't hear anything from that guy now.
This killed him.
It did. It killed his career.
Radical catering, dude.
Oh, gosh. That was definitely 80s.
Totally. Totally catering.